This is Imran Anwar, within my humble opinion. We have always learned several lessons in life from our teachers, from our parents, and from our friends, and from reading books. One of them has always been that to succeed, you have to work hard. If you do not work hard, you will fail. And if you fail, there will be a price to pay. The other lesson we remember is the higher they go, the harder they fall. That keeps people honest. That keeps people from remembering that they are fallible. And if they get too proud, there is a price to pay for that too. However, under President George W. Bush, the lesson we have learned is a complete role reversal of those statements. Today, the lesson is the harder they fail, the higher they go. Let's look at our own president. The first election was basically handed to him by the Supreme Court. However, on his watch, we were attacked on September 11. 3,000 Americans died. We started a war on terror, occupied the wrong country, lost 2,000 more American soldiers, and today are at greater risk of a terror attack at home and abroad than at any time in our history. The result? President Bush was re-elected, and now he thinks he is possibly an elected dictator. Let's look at the next person in line, John Bolton. The guy was a loser of a bureaucrat. He did not even do a very good job of what he was tasked to do. He was a bully, and he was not a very nice person to deal with. He is unpleasant, he looks like a dog, he behaves like a mad dog. How do we reward him? Our president has rewarded him by making him the United Nations ambassador for the United States, or the US ambassador to the United Nations, basically. This is the guy who's going to be our face, representing our attitudes, our mindset, and our respect for the world. John Bolton, think about it. Next, we have John Roberts. Here's a lawyer who's worked for about 20 or 30 or more years in government, who cannot differentiate between lobbying work he did for the Cosmetics Industry Association, or knowing if that was legal work, or if it was lobbying. That guy is now going to be interpreting the Constitution for us, and considering his young age, could be doing it for the next 40 years. He is our president's choice. Last but not least, let's look at the victims of Hurricane Katrina. What do we have there? We have the President of the United States telling one of his buddies, one of his loyal friends, that he's doing a great job. In the meantime, thousands and thousands of Americans were sitting in the Superdome for days with no medicine, no shelter, no food. And the head of the FEMA, the organization that is supposed to be handling these disasters, goes on national TV and says, this is the first time he's hearing about it. What do? We do not fire him. He's recalled to Washington to run the whole of FEMA. So basically, thank you to President Bush for teaching us whatever we have learned all our life was wrong. The real lesson is, the harder we fail, the higher we'll go, at least in your administration. This is Imran Anwar, signing off.